Blaze 2, get at me in the morning.
We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
Yo, 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 you know who this is, Mr. B from ROTPOD, it's myself, episode 84, and by my side, DJ P. How's it going, DJ PP?
Mr. BB.
What's up, buddy?
What's up?
How's your weekend? What's up?
You know, I haven't had the best of weekends this fucking week, brother, but you know what? Life moves on, and, you know.
Just do it.
Just fucking do it.
That's right, man, just blazing.
Yeah, just blaze it, dude. Fuck it.
Yeah. It's like we're doing on this episode 84. And as always, you can find everything at rollingofftrackpodcast.com. Links, episodes, DJ problems, bio.
Oh, shit. I need to give Mr. V a good bio.
See how many kids he has, how many ex-wives.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Oh, snap.
Oh, yes, shit. Sir.
Yep. Yeah, thanks for joining us, tech, movies, games, and rolling off track on whatever. It's myself and DJ always.
Always.
And always, buddy. So don't be afraid to contact us, message us, questions, comments, topics. So
anything
goes, buddy. Is that right?
Yes, sir. You're more than right, my man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, yeah, I guess I can start off with one of the number one movies this past weekend was Guardians of the Galaxy, and we just watched that over the past weekend too.
Yeah,
it's a good movie, man. It's funny, it's action, it's a good movie, all around flick. Take your family, take little DJP, buddy. Yeah, but if you haven't seen it, it's a Marvel movie, so it's pretty good. So that one, it was number one for the weekend box office. Number two was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And again, that one, if you like the Turtles, and it's a pretty good movie to watch. Number three, If I Stay. I think that one was like a drama movie for the ladies.
Chick flick.
So I didn't get to ask Mrs. B how that one was because she got to watch that one. So again, number one, Guardians of the Galaxy with 17 million, Ninja Turtles with 11, and If I Stay for 9 million. One, two, and three, buddy.
Yeah, my man. Was this top three rock pod five star?
Yes, sir. And the Guardians of the Galaxy, I give that maybe a 4.5, buddy.
Woohoo!
All around flick. Check it if you can.
Damn.
Yep. And you know how people, I've heard a lot of people say and try to predict what this movie was going to be like and how it was going to be like, and they all gave it I would say, best to describe was maybe like a thumbs down.
But after, really?
Yeah, but after people watch it, they say, hell no, this is a good movie. Watch it. So if you get to watch it, I would recommend it. It's pretty good.
Fucking A, my man.
Yes, sir. Another one to Redbox Movies, new releases. The Other Woman. Remember those three chicks that try and play, get back at that guy that's been playing all three of them?
Oh, with Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I seen that movie, bro.
Did
fucking
you?
Yeah. It's fucking good.
So it's a good
flick, bro. It's a chick flick and a fucking goddamn. I don't know why the hell I'm saying this, but it's good. It's a decent movie, bro. I mean, I don't know. It's a good movie.
Pretty good. Did you laugh through it?
Yeah, there's some good fucking parts in there, dude. But like the man, dude, they find out this nigga's cheating, dude, and they fucking ruin his ass, nigga. At the end, they're friends and shit.
Oh,
but it's just like all the girls are friends, you know what I mean? At the end, they're all close and shit, and it's like, what the fuck, dude? Like everybody's going through their thing, dude. And it's like, what the fuck, dude? Crazy shit. Good movie, dude.
Good movie, pretty good.
Good movie, dude. It is. It's packed with some fucking intense. I mean, if you wanna, I mean, like in other words, like in a girl movie, you know what I mean? In a chick flick or whatever.
Yeah.
It's got some intense action, dude. There's some parts in there where you'd be like, oh, fuck. So, you know, on the edgy seat type shit, man, it's pretty good.
Do the females, if they watch this, do they learn something out of it? Maybe?
You know what, man? I'm gonna go ahead and keep that shit to myself, bro. I don't wanna shit where I eat, you know what I mean? But I mean, you know, shit happens, man. Don't be man, keep to yourself and fucking love that one person, man. Don't go off fucking around. That's all I can say about that. Is devote yourself to that one special person and shall you find happiness, hopefully, you know?
May you find happiness in the world today.
Something like that, my man. Something like that.
Yes, sir. DJ, guru of relationships, right?
No way, dude. I've fucked up many times, my man. But you know what? It takes a fucking real dude to admit that. I did fuck. You know what I mean? I fucked up before, and I ain't perfect. But, you know, who ain't? You know what I mean? Who is perfect? You know? Yep. So, whatever.
Some guy that ain't perfect also is a Spider-Man. Spider-Man 2 is in Redbox also.
Bam.
Bam. He's not perfect, but he tries to save the city, you know?
Yeah, you know, Batman and Spider-Man gotta do their thing.
Yes, sir.
just like Mr. B and DJ, right?
Yep, we do our thing.
You.
Yep, man. Appreciate the listeners. Thank you very much. Yo, you out there listening.
Rock party.
Rock party. Share the rock pod. How do we say last many, many episodes ago? Torrent this episode?
Yeah.
Spread it.
Spread the virus.
Spread the virus. DJP. And another good one from Redbox. Because I watched this movie. It's called Sabotage. It's with the Arnold.
I'll be back.
And one line that he does say in there was, get down.
Of course.
Yeah. I think he says that more than I'll be back in other movies that he plays. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he uses the get down more than I'll be back. But the movie Sabotage is pretty good. It's more like a SWAT team. They're getting killed off one by one, and they're trying to figure out who's killing them, and they just figure it out. It's one of those things it's at the end where it's like, oh snap, find out who it is.
Oh shit!
It's about money.
Do you think it was the same person that was at the beginning or whatever at the end as that you thought?
No, it was the other guy. Yeah.
Totally different person.
Different person, yeah.
But snap.
At the beginning, you think it's somebody and just follow it through and see if it is. But it's a pretty good movie. If you want to spend $1.50, Redbox, check it out. Blaze it. Here's a blazing deal. For blazing story on a blazing episode, Kinect lives. Xbox One. They're going to be selling the Kinect alone for $150. And DJ can't believe it. He's choking it up. Easy, buddy, easy. I'm good. Yep. So yeah, Kinect. They're selling the Kinect for $150. October 7th. They're going to start selling on October 7th.
Dude, $150.
Yeah.
Really?
This one's going to be for the Xbox One. Do you remember the 360 one was only $100?
I think so. I thought it came with the bundle.
Yeah, they do come with the bundle, but if you're going to buy it separately, they're going to start selling it separately on October 7th for $150.
Man, fuck that.
Kinect. It's going to come with the... I don't know I think it's still a good deal. $150 for the Kinect and Dance Central. It's going to come with Dance Central.
Hey, I guess that's all right, bro. You know, $100 unit in a $50 game. That's cool. Yep. I could see that.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
And then probably down the line, I don't know, they might start selling just the Kinect alone, maybe for around $100 again. It'll be pretty good to keep the same price as the 360.
Yeah.
Yep. Here's another gaming story. EA, Electronic Arts, they are expected to earn $1 billion alone from download content.
Damn.
From the games.
Yeah.
I guess it's just like racing, NFL, and the soccer one.
GTA.
GTA. Yeah. So it's just downloadable content alone. They'll be making close to $1 billion this year.
Damn, dude.
And that's just from people buying like maybe a special jersey for their team or a stadium. Just those little things that people buy. Yeah. Just all adds up. That's crazy.
Fucking right, man.
I guess that's why it's, those so-called free games on the App Store now. You know, it's free, but once you start playing it, then they give you a incentive to play more and to buy something off the in-app purchases. Sort of the same thing. So the companies are starting to get the idea that they're starting to make more money off of that. And then one thing that was pretty interesting also was the developers that make apps for the smartphones. They don't you would think that they make more money if people buy it. You know how they have an option to buy the app or get the app for free, but there's ads in the game.
Yeah.
The developers make more money off of the ads than people buying the game outright.
Yeah, because they probably only get like a fucking half a cent for each download. You know what I mean? Honestly. Yeah. I mean, let's be real here. When people do music and shit too, dude, you probably only get like a fucking cent a play, dude. So, I mean, people think like, oh, this dude's getting a fucking shit ton of hits or whatever. And you know what? If they're really, really good artists or whatever, they'll get some money. But, I mean, dude, you're only getting like a fucking cent a play, dude. So it's like, I don't know, dude. It's not really that much when you look at it, you know?
Yeah.
So I could see that, dude, where you're, you know, the ad is paying you, what, $2 every time it's shown, maybe a dollar.
That's right. And that's like every day for one person, right?
Right. So you figure what, 360,000 at minimum are playing the game at one certain time.
Yep.
That's not too bad, man. I mean, you know, you could get some money.
Yep, yep. Ads. It's all about the ads, buddy. That's how Google made their money. It's making their money.
It may not be. I don't know, you know.
Yep, yep. And speaking of the future, this gas may erase bad memories. You know, the Neuralizer from Men in Black?
Yeah.
This, they came up with this gas stuff. And when they tested it on a rat, and they did some stuff to a rat where they have fear. Like if you maybe, let's say you raise your left hand, they got the rat to fear that. So when they gave this gas to the rat, when they raised their left hand, the rat didn't fear that command because it erased the bad part of their memory.
No way.
So that's the only thing they're testing it on is the rats. So that was just an example, but if another example that would be pretty good is maybe like how would you like those traumatic events from the wars and those veterans?
Yeah, see, you know what? I see that. I'm reading here. It says it has an exciting breakthrough, as it has the potential to be a new treatment for individuals suffering from PTSD, dude.
Yeah, PTSD.
And let me just say this, dude. Like, I guarantee this is if this is a good thing and it really, really works, dude, they're going to try and use it as a countermeasure against medical cannabis. I see that happening, dude.
I get it.
You know what I mean? Because they say, hey, well, you know, I'm suffering from PTSD, da, 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 da. Oh, well, we can just hit you with this fucking light and you're good, you know?
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's not really happening right now. So they're going to probably do more testing and stuff like that.
Right, right. But you know what I mean? Like, I could see that potentially. Oh no, dude, I could see that potentially happening, dude. Honestly, like, dude, Men in Black look like the fucking government. They're a bunch of motherfuckers that showed up. They fucking hit you with the light. You didn't remember shit. You went about your life like it had never happened.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
The government.
And so it's like, wow. Wow. Harvard, brother. Harvard.
Harvard. Harvard is working for the government, right?
No, I wouldn't say that, bro, but they've definitely graduated some noble people from their academy, you know what I mean, or university, if you want to call it that, whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, some shit. I had all kinds of thoughts in my head, dude.
You think about one thing, then you could carry that thought on forever and ever, huh? It just keeps going and going.
This is good shit, some food for the brain, dude.
Yep. So listeners out there, government, soon, I don't know
they're
how
watching.
Long. They're watching, and they're going to hit you with this light, and you're not going to remember anything. Or not your whole memory, but just a part of your memory.
You know what I think? Also, dude, you could be in a crowd of people taking pictures and shit, hit you with the fucking light, you not remember fucking nothing. They could really get you, dude. So, I mean, think about it. Something as simple as that. They have these really high-powered lights and people around with fucking photos. They hit crowds and crowds of people with these lights, dude. It could happen.
Yep.
Just saying. Wear shades, everybody.
Wear shades. Yep. Maybe like imagine like doing it at a concert or something like that where there's a lot of people and
Exactly, dude. Now you're thinking, bro. Exactly. A fucking concert's really bright and shit, dude. And like these people that are like kind of broken go to these fucking, I'm not saying this is exactly what the fuck it is, but you know, some people could just like all of a sudden they're like, yo, I just don't remember any bad things in my life. And they're a lot better because of that one fucking show, dude. Yeah,
this,
you know what I mean?
Saved my life, man.
Yeah. And then they're like, what the fuck are you talking about? They never really understood what the fuck this person meant, but they're like, yo, I had a really, really life changing experience here. And they're like, holy shit. Look at this.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm just saying, some crazy shit could possibly be going down, or it could just be some bullshit, dude. I could just be talking out of my ass. Right?
I went to DJ Problem's concert, and I feel much better, man.
There was these crazy weird lights there, dude, but it's just better. I don't know.
Oh, snap.
That should be crazy, dude.
Yes, sir. Well, something that's crazy, crazy. If you're, this next story, it's sort of like if you're addicted to your phone, but you kind of want to get away from your phone. There's this, it's just a solid brick. It's in the shape of your phone. It's called a no phone. So it's just a brick, shape of your phone, and you take that with you, but you can't do anything with your phone with that because it's just a brick and you leave your phone at home. You know, it's like one of those things where you're like, I spent too much time on the phone. How could I? It's like a patch for smoking.
Dude, this is like a pacifier for a baby in the simplest way, dude. Like, you're like, oh, my phone, I need it. So you're like, yo, I'm going to go invest like $100 into this brick. Yeah. Oh, no. That's crazy, dude.
That's just basically what it is. It's just a brick that's in the shape of your phone and you carry it around and it just doesn't do anything. It's pretty cool. It's pretty funny how they try to do the specs on this. This device has a 0-megapixel camera, infinite battery life, and is waterproof and shatterproof.
Oh, God. This is all that looks good on paper, but silly point is how no phones feature improves communication.
Yep. Eye-to-eye contact.
With actual spoken words at dinner or on their way back to couples everywhere.
Yes, sir. This phone is...
Wow.
It's called no phone, right, buddy?
This is crazy, dude. This world's nuts. Someone's gonna get so rich off this shit, dude.
It's $100 too, huh?
Fuck, I don't even know how much they are, bro, but I mean, I guarantee you they're not cheap. Like $50.
Yep. Get a titanium one.
See? This is cool. I seen this, dude. This is really fucking awesome.
And what are you looking at, DJ?
Shit, man, I'm looking at the GoPro fetch straps.
Oh yeah, for your pets?
For your mutt.
For your pets. I was trying to think of something. Yeah, just basically maybe like a harness strap that fits animals.
That's so
strap
cool.
Strap it to your pooch. It says
yeah, yeah.
The harness fits small, medium, and large dogs up to 120 pounds. And two mounting points, one on top and one underneath. So that's just a new thing that's come out for you use guys as GoPros.
Dude, I want this shit from my dog.
You should try it.
Dude, I want it. Because my dog goes running around up in the mountains with the fucking coyotes and shit, dude.
Oh,
she
really?
She fights them. Yeah, she like fights them and shit, dude.
Man, imagine that. And the dog goes somewhere and finds like Bigfoot or something.
Oh shit, and it just sees it and it's like, oh fuck, dude, starts, did you see what that was?
It starts barking at it and it's almost start fighting, but damn, imagine that, strap it on a wild animal, let it loose, see what happens. I bet you anything there's gonna be like documentaries and videos about it now. Do you think so?
yeah, man, I mean, they make documentaries with GoPros about anything, dude, and as soon as, dude, here in the next month, I'm gonna get a GoPro.
Oh yeah.
Start GoProing everything. You know what I mean,
and you know how they do that with animals in the ocean. Is that even before the GoPros were around, they started strapping them cameras to them and seeing where they were going.
Yeah, dude, just to track them and see what the fuck.
Yep. So I bet you anything, there'll be videos and coming out with these animals going to all these places and having a tracker on them and see how they're living and what they're eating and where they're going and stuff like that.
Fucking right, dude. Animals are going to be famous and they won't even know it. They're just like fucking got cameras strapped to the back. Like, look what the fuck my dog can do. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I seen this dude. Okay, check this shit out. this was so fucking cool, dude. I seen this dude. He had a little dog. Didn't I show you that video where he skydived with the dog?
Or did
we talk about that on here?
No.
Dude, this guy like hiked all the way up to the top of this fucking mountain with his little mutt, dude. It was like a little Jack Russell or something. And then he fucking drug it across this line. Not in a bad way, dude. Like he had a little harness for it and he pulled it across this line to this like really high peak of this mountain.
Uh-huh.
And it was like this like finger of a like rock, dude. And it was like a 30-foot gap, dude. And it was like maybe 10,000 feet in the air, dude. 20,000 feet in the air. It was like huge, dude. Huge mountain in the middle of nowhere, dude. Like up in the clouds. And he packed this little dog into the fucking backpack and put little goggles on it and shit and jumped. Oh, dude, he jumped like fuck. And that little dog was so happy in his backpack. Like he had it like on the camera on his helmet face to the dog.
Yeah.
And the little dog's like looking around like fucking hey, dude. Like it's just cruising around and shit, dude. And, like when it landed and it jumped out of the little backpack, dude, it was so happy, dude. It was like ready to do it again. And it was like, I don't know. He brought his little dog with him all the time. I thought that was the coolest shit ever, dude.
That's pretty cool.
He had like a little hat and goggles, dude. The whole thing, dude. And it, just this little head's all poking out.
It's like his best friend, huh?
Hell yeah, man.
I take my friend everywhere, man.
My dog goes everywhere with me.
Well, you know what you could do with your best friend?
What's that?
Bring a friend to T-Mobile and you'll both get unlimited data for a year.
Oh, man.
So new customers, they get 12-month deal, but it's a limited time offer. So if you switch, somebody brings you over to T-Mobile, you both get unlimited data for a year.
For free?
Or no, just so.
Yeah, see.
2 months. Two. You have to be on a. You have to get the two-year contract with T-Mobile.
You have to get the same 12-month deal. Limited time offer takes aim at Sprint's recent efforts to lure customers from rival carriers with increased data allowments for families.
And just depending on if your T-Mobile service is good in your area, this would be kind of a pretty good idea. But it's just for that 1 year that you get unlimited data. So
fuck that. And they suck your ass back in, dude, with some fucking high rate.
Yeah, because you're going to be on contract.
Yep, yo, hey, guess what, bro? Remember that second year you signed up for, motherfucker?
You still got a year left.
Dude, remember that full fucking unlimited data? Well, you know, that's going to run you about $59.95 or $129.95.
Oh, imagine that. You're all happy for the first year. Then after that, you pay $200 a month.
Dude, you're all, oh, man, I can't pay that shit, dude. Fucking what the fuck? They're like, well, I guess you're going to have to get your service down. And then you're like, what the fuck, bro?
Thought you guys were cool, man. Yes, sir. Well, somebody that thinks they're cool, Samsung, they might just pull out their patent on the iPhone because, I guess, very long time ago, they filed a patent for a phone. And I guess the phone looks exactly like the iPhones.
Yeah, that's... Yes, sir.
With a button in the front and just a screen and just the earpiece on the top. Yeah, it just basically looks like an iPhone. And Samsung filed a patent for this years ago. So they might be pulling this on Apple to continue the battle with them. I don't know why they're going back and forth, but they are going back and forth with patents and suing and money and...
Dude, everybody's trying to get a piece of the fucking pie now before shit hits the fan. I think that's bullshit, dude. It's just everybody's doing bullshit now.
Piece of the pie.
And shit, dude, check this out, bro. If you think money solves everything, fucking look at this shit right here. You could have the biggest company in the fucking world, for instance, Samsung or for Apple, Mac, whatever the fuck.
Yep.
And look, dude, you're still having lawsuits and fucking problems, dude. So you could be the richest person in the world and you still have to fight off that bullshit still. So it's not always greener on the other side, right, Mr. B?
Nope, that's right.
Somebody could be stealing your fucking ideas and all this shit.
Yes, sir. More money, more problems.
Yeah, there you go.
Who was that? Biggie?
Yes, sir.
Biggie. Hey, one of the new albums I recently listened to was Diplo.
You like Diplo's new album?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Right on.
Diplo is dope, DJ.
Right on, dude. Diplo is dope.
Dope? You think it's dope to make phone calls on a tablet?
Fuck no, dude.
Well, people in Asia are doing it.
Is that so?
Oh my god. Yep. Research shows that 14, close to 14 million use tablets for voice calls. That's a lot, huh?
Fucking wow, dude.
That's Asia, the Thailand, Indonesia, India, Malaysia using tablets for voice calls. Imagine that.
You know, I don't know why I think like the rest of the smaller parts of the world are so far behind, but they're not, dude. I don't know why I think they're living back in the Stone Age or some shit. They're not. I mean, they have these fucking pads and shit, right?
Yeah. Do you think people are going to start doing it here?
Tape it to your fucking head if you do.
They drive around like that, huh?
Just tape it to your fucking head.
Have you ever seen that commercial with that little headpiece? It's a little suction cup. Goes on the back of your phone. Then you just put it over your head.
What?
For hands-free. What hands-free calling fuck? in your car.
Are you kidding me, dude?
It looks like it sounds like a joke, and it looks like a joke when you watch the infomercial, but when you watch it, it's like it's real.
No shit. No shit.
Yeah, it shows people in the car driving, and they're all smiling, talking on the phone. It shows people at those call centers.
Yeah.
Yeah, call centers using this, and people in their office using this, and it's just a little suction cup goes on the back of your phone, then the little headpiece wraps over your head so it hangs on your head and your phone just hangs to the side of you. And I think it's something like get 2 for $20 or something like that. $19.99.
Can you throw me an infomercial something here? What is it called?
I don't remember what it was called.
Hands-free headphones.
Hands-free something for your phone.
Hands-free home folder.
Hands-free, yeah.
Oh, dude, what the fuck, dude? What the fuck?
Can you see it?
It's a little metal bar that goes over your fucking head and it, like, sucks to the back of the phone, dude. Let me see if I can, let me see if I can throw this to you, Mr. B. Shit, so stupid looking, dude. Is this it?
Gojo. Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen, dude. And this bitch looks like she's all fucking pumped wearing it, dude.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, even the dude, works. Too. All smiling. Crazy. That's the funny. Future, man.
I guess.
Yes, sir. But don't guess about this, because they're sure about this. Resident Evil, the final chapter, is delayed.
Uh-oh.
Do you know why?
Why is that?
Because Mila, how do you say it? Mila Jovovich, she's pregnant, and they're just delaying it until after she has her baby.
That's sick that a fucking movie will wait on you.
Yep. Resident Evil, the final chapter. So just because it says the final chapter, do you think it's the final movie?
Nah.
You think they'll spin it off and make another one?
Well, it says the final chapter, so I'm guessing that there's going to be more parts in the chapter, you know?
Yeah.
It's just kind of going to be like the last of it, you know? Everything's going to come to an end. She'll probably end up bringing her baby in.
Yep.
And it's like, oh, things are going to end. I don't know, maybe not. Who knows?
Yes, sir. And this new one, tablets. We're talking about tablets, so... NFL coaches, they're going to start using tablets on the sideline. How about that?
It's fucking awesome, dude. It's like playing Madden.
That's right. Oh, yeah. How the plays come up.
Pick your fucking play and run that bitch, dude. You know, but you know what's... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, Microsoft, I guess they made a deal with the NFL to bring the Microsoft tablets to the coaches on the sideline. So I guess if you're watching TV and you'll be seeing this.
Cool. I have a feeling, sir.
Yeah.
That people's fucking plays might be at stake.
Like,
you know
your opponent?
Right. There could be people that could fucking hack onto those things possibly and sit there and watch the screens that they're picking.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, unfair shit, dude. You know, that'd have to be a real, you know what I mean? Like, dude, think about it like this. If it got so deep as to where, like, they knew who was going to win at the end of the year, they watched plays and fucking made shit happen the way it was supposed to happen for a reason, you know what I mean? Some weird team went to the Super Bowl, yada yada.
Like a scripted season?
Right. Exactly, Mr. B. Exactly, dude. And you know what I mean? Like, that's fucking crazy, you know?
Yep. Never know. Money, man. Money makes people do crazy things.
Right, and especially with a, as I'm reading this, it says 400 million multi-year deal to bring Microsoft devices to the sidelines. So think about it, a year, $400 million is at stake. You know what I mean? That's a lot of money, dude. And think about it, like, we're in a fucking huge-ass deficit, and they're fucking around signing deals with $400 million fucking dollar devices. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, that's really fucking bullshit, you know? Someone in the bigger fucking higher ups, dude, and I'm not saying it's like their fault or anything, but someone should take a fucking bite of this shit sandwich, dude, and finish it up. Wipe everybody's ass and say, hey, you know, the next time you guys fuck up, you're on your own, you know?
Yeah.
All these mergers and shit like that. Someone's gotta fucking take it in the ass. I don't know. Just saying.
And I guess another deal that they made was the NFL on Xbox too. Like, you could watch the NFL off of Xbox One.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. Fucking jeez.
So I guess that's part of the deal with that too. So no more old school clipboards and paper.
It's better to use the rock and the chisel, man.
Rock and the chisel. No more. You know how when they're calling plays, they usually cover their mouth with the paper.
Right.
They just push a. Yeah, just like I said, like a game, you just push to play.
Bink. Yeah, but you know what, dude? Like, they can even listen in on these devices too, dude. I mean, you think the government's not listening to us? They can listen to these motherfuckers too, dude.
Damn.
You know?
Imagine hackers in the stadium too, huh?
Exactly, dude. And they're sitting there. I mean, they could be in the same parking lot. And then, I mean, they can only have to be in the same vicinity. Maybe not. Maybe they do. But to get onto that and be able to look around, that'd be fucking crazy, dude. That would really script a, like you said, Mr. B, that's perfect, dude. It would script a season and you could basically bet and then make more money, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm getting at?
That'd be. And the higher ups are the only one that knows it. So they're the ones making all this money off of you.
Right. And you know, dude. Wealthy people are, when you have a lot of money, you get greedy. Some people get greedy.
It's like a fantasy football, but you're making the plays, right?
Right. And you got one up on the opponent, let's say.
That's right.
You know exactly what he's going to call. So you call a fucking counter play to stop that shit. And if you're good enough, you'll be able to change the game by just knowing exactly every single play that they're going to call. So basically you're just, you're like sandbagging a fucking race, dude.
Ew.
You know, it's just. I don't know. That'd be crazy, dude. I don't think that's a good idea. Keep to your fucking cards, folks. Play the game how it's supposed to play. Get in that fucking huddle and call a fucking Hail Mary. Don't fuck around with this shit.
Yeah. Hail Mary. Come with me.
Yeah.
And one story to finish it off. This is pretty good right here, man. Automatic vision correcting display.
What?
Could be used on smartphones and tablets in the future. So it's like, no matter what vision you have, when you look at this display, it'll adjust to your sight to make sure that the screen is perfectly clear to you.
How does it know?
I guess just with like a camera that's in the front. I don't know if they're going to actually put like a sensor on the tablets and camera on the phones that are going to have it. Or it could just use the camera in the front and just the software running on the phone or tablet that tells the display to get blurry or sharpen up or however it's going to do it. But basically anybody can look at a screen without glasses, and depending on your vision, the display will adjust to that and you'll be able to see what's on the display perfectly clear.
This would be cool, dude. You know, it'd also be cool is if they invented a film. Somewhere like a glasses lens, you know what I mean? You just put the film of your prescription over the phone and you don't necessarily need your glasses to look at your phone. And I mean, that's sucking you into fucking technology even more, bro. But
that's good. It's good tech, buddy.
Oh my God, dude, that's sucking you in. And like, I might be against that, bro. But at the same time, dude, that's like good because like for me, I'm not always wearing my glasses.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm like, I could look down at my phone, like if I'm fucking driving, dude, like, you know what I mean? And I don't have to fucking like squint and look at shit like, oh, what's that? Like, you know what I mean? I can look at that shit without my glasses on. That would be really fucking cool, dude. So that's right on, dude. Two thumbs up. That's fucking some cool stuff.
And I think just with the phones and the tablets, I think it's just the beginning. You know, they could take it elsewhere, like maybe like in your car or something like that.
Dude, that's cool shit, you know? I like that, dude. That's some cool stuff.
That's some tech stuff, buddy.
Yeah.
Tech stuff spitting in your ear hole. Yes, sir. All right, buddy. And I didn't get to ask I didn't get to ask the listeners any questions, if they had any questions or anything like that, so I don't have any questions this episode.
Oh, shit.
Oh, snap. Yes, sir. But just a quick recap. Guardians of the Galaxy, 4.5 Rotten stars, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
The Giver, you know, the new one that came out. The Giver, it's a pretty good movie, good story. It's a book. Read the book, watch the movie. I give that one maybe four Rotten stars. And Let's Be Cops, got to watch that. Let's Be Cops, it's okay. It's some parts are funny. Story, it's okay. So I'll give that maybe 2.5 Rotten stars.
2.5 fizzy.
2.5, buddy. Still, so yeah. Did you get to watch anything or play anything?
I'll tell you what, dude. I've been playing Grand Theft Auto 5 a lot in the PS3.
Oh, snap. You're like a pro.
I've been trolling people, dude.
Pro thief now, right?
Yeah, dude. I've just been like, I swear to God, dude, I noticed I got like about $1 million, right, in my account.
Yeah.
And these little motherfuckers, dude, excuse me. I bought this really nice vehicle, dude, and it was like a $500,000 vehicle, right? I fucking get it all souped up. I put bulletproof tires on it and shit, made sure it had armor and shit. And these little motherfuckers, man, they wait for me outside of my fucking house, dude, in the game online.
Yeah.
And they try to fuck me up, dude, like 6 or 7 of them. They'll be like in their fucking cars together, dude, ready to try and fucking steal my shit and fuck me up. I'm like, you little motherfuckers. And they're like, come out of your fucking house, bitch. Come out of your house. I'm like, yeah, you want me to come out of my house? So I come flying out, dude.
Like online players?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude, and fucking, I'll run like a motherfucker through the city, dude, and they can't catch me for shit, dude, and then I'll end up back at my house, dude, after they've, like, tried to shoot me with the jets, helicopters, fucking bomb me, shoot me, crash me, dude, all this shit, and I still make it home, and then I get on the mic, I'm like, what's up, you little motherfuckers? And they're like, what? Fuck you, do it again, and then I'll jump out of the game, I'll like, come out of my house again, fly down the street, and right when they're about to get me, dude, I'll just quit.
That's pretty cool, man.
So I kind of fucking, I don't know if it's like picking on kids or whatever the fuck, but you know what I mean? Like they do it intentionally, but
yeah,
I just add to the fucking madness, I guess.
What do they get if they damage you or beat you?
Okay. So, what happens if they fuck my car up, dude? It takes it out of their money, dude. So, like, basically with the game, you know what I mean? Like, if you have your bank account, yeah, and I make an insurance claim on my car or whatever and you blow up my car, you have to fucking pay for it, dude. So they give me a new car and they take, like, 10 grand out of your fucking bank depending on what the car is. Like, they'll take a lot out, dude. And the first time I blew up someone's car, I'm like, what the fuck? Why did I miss 10 grand? Why am I missing 10 grand? And I realized I blew up that car and it had this little message. Yeah, I've been fucking deducted 10,000 for blowing this person's car up. I'm like, oh, you little motherfucker. So no one blows cars up, dude. Not normally. So
that's if you have insurance, right?
Right. That's if you have insurance, okay, dude.
That's crazy.
So, it's just something to get away. You know what I mean? Something to fuck around and just have fun with, dude. I enjoy it. You know? What about you, Mr. B? Playing anything?
The one game that I've been really getting into is still playing that Trials Fusion. Remember that bike?
Yeah.
Go over obstacles. So that one, I'm still addicted to it. Just playing it and going through the obstacle, going through the course. It's pretty good. It's pretty easy.
It's tough. Oh, yeah. It is.
It is. Yeah. It's pretty easy. And you try and figure out one spot, but to make it more challenging, you want to try and get like a gold. Like a gold medal instead of getting like a silver or bronze. So to make it challenging, I try and get the gold, and that's kind of like you have to beat the course within a certain time limit and without falling off your bike so many times, like maybe like 2 times. You just gotta complete those challenges and you get the gold medal. So, but I'm playing on hard right now, and the courses are getting pretty hard to just to get through it.
You're fucking right, dude.
So, yeah, And hopefully this week I'll be see if I could get turned on to something else, play something different.
Get on that fucking GTA, man.
GTA. That one we have for the 360. I don't have it for the PS3.
Oh shit. Okay.
But since you're talking about it right now, I'm kind of interested in that, just to, cause you make it, what you're explaining right now, it sounded pretty good, man.
I'm telling you, Mr. B, I run, dude. I run like a motherfucker, dude. I'll have to get it up online. I'll post a video of me doing this shit, dude.
All right. Yeah. That sounds good, man.
All right.
Yep. Yep. All right. Listeners, thanks for listening. And there's more to come. Myself, Mr. B, and DJP, right, DJ?
Yes, sir. Always.
Yes, sir. And DJ.
Yo, yo, yo.
Would you rather fight in a war, which would be over like in a few months, years, or would you rather be in a zombie apocalypse where you would be like waiting for a cure or you never find a cure? Which would you fight in?
I would fight in the war, dude.
You would fight in the war?
Yeah, I would.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely, I guess for my own personal reasons, not so much quote-unquote freedom, but I would fight. I would, if it came down to it, I would fight for my family. You know, I would do whatever was necessary.
All right. Cool, cool. Yo, DJ.
Yo, 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 Mr. B.
Any last words?
I miss fucking Rob Hodden, my man. I'm glad we're back.
We're back.
Back.